Psalm 3 and verse numbers 2 and 3. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. I love this psalm. In the midst of David's troubles, he heard what people were saying. And he uses the word many again. Many are those who say of me, there is no help for him in God. In other words, God has abandoned him. There's nothing like going through difficulty and people assuming that God has abandoned you. And that's what is happening to David. People are saying, oh, God has left him. God is punishing him. This is God's judgment on him. And that's what he's saying. Many are saying, Lord, you have left me. And that's why my own son has rebelled against me. So when you go through difficulty and people are saying, this is God's own judgment against you, what do you do? And there's something interesting about this psalm and this part of the psalm. This is the first time in the psalms that a very interesting notation is introduced. It is Selah. Selah means to rest, to pause, to cool down, basically. And it's a musical notation that is used a few times in the psalms. And in the psalm, it is used three times. And this is the first instance of it. So in verse 2, we hear, many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God, Selah. So David is building the crescendo of rejection. Those who are against me have multiplied. People are saying there's no help for him in God. And then he introduces Selah. Selah is silence. In other words, after you've poured out that mystery to God and the intensity of your heart, don't continue. Just pause. Listen. Relax. And when he said the Selah, or after the Selah, after saying, people say God has abandoned me, he said Selah, the verse 3 then shifts the language. So he's not talking about the same thing he's talking about earlier, because after Selah, he says, but you, O Lord, are a shield for me. So many times when we are so full of anguish and we are so full of desperation and we are so full of pain, there has to be a Selah. There has to be a time when you pause and you just calm down. And in the calmness, you discover a new direction. And that is what David teaches us. Many are those who say there is no hope for him in God, but relax, Selah. And then he says, but you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. In your anguish, you never discover God's strength. In your pain, you never discover the victory that God wants to give to you. So there are times when your heart is overflowing with a lot of pain, but learn to Selah, learn to relax, learn to cool down. And in the quietness of your spirit, you discover that God is still with you. So David trusted in the protection of God because he says, the Lord, you are a shield for me. And then he trusted in the promotion of God because he said, Lord, you are the one who lifts up my head. But he discovered all of that after the Selah, not when he was complaining, but after he had relaxed. Then he saw, Lord, you are my defense, you are my shield, and you are the lifter up of my head. I just want somebody to know that in the quietness of your soul, God is telling you, I am your shield and I am your promoter. He will protect you and he will promote you. He's not abandoning you. He's still with you. Let us pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, in the midst of all my worries, I rest my soul in you. You are my glory and the one who lifts up my head. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. He will lift you up if you trust him. I am Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.